AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nagma Abedini got a phone call today she was waiting for a long time. She was told her husband, Pastor Saeed Abedini, was being released from Iran. She then had to tell her children.
I woke them up and I told them that Daddy would be coming home, and they just jumped up and they were dancing up and down. And
Abedini, along with Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian and two other Americans, are being released by Iran as part of a swap with the United States. A fifth American, a student, was released by Iran separate from this prisoner swap. On the campaign trail in South Carolina, Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says the release took too long.
I give thanks that the Americans are coming back, and this should have happened a long, long time ago.
The announcement of the prisoner swap comes as it appears Iran is coming close to compliance with their nuclear deal. The AP's Ali Akbar Durrani reports Iranians believe threats by Republicans in the U.S. that they will undermine the deal if elected only weakens U.S. credibility.
Iranians have been reacting to such reports with concern, and at the same time, many of them saying that the United States is going to lose, not Iran.
Iran's transport minister says Tehran has reached a deal with the European consortium Airbus to buy 114 passenger planes once international sanctions are lifted as part of the nuclear deal. Getting a report that Syrian activists say that Islamic State militants have killed 75 mostly pro-government forces in an attack in eastern Syria. The Chicago Tribune reports nearly two dozen Chicago Police Department employees have been called to testify before a grand jury investigating the 2014 death of a black teenager shot 16 times by a white police officer. Among them, four officers whose initial accounts of the confrontation with squad car video shows Laquan McDonald walking away from officers. This is AP Radio News. President Obama is proposing changes to the unemployment insurance system.
Under my plan, experienced workers who now make less than $50,000 could replace half of their lost wages, up to $10,000 over 2 years. It's a way to give families some stability.
The president mentioned the program in his weekly address. It would be available to workers who were with their prior employer for 3 years and made less than $50,000 in their new job. The Brazilian government is directing funds to a biomedical research center to help develop a vaccine against a virus linked to brain damage in babies, Zika. Dr. Lyle Peterson at the CDC says the number of Zika cases of travelers in the U.S. has gone up.
From 2015 to 2016, we identified 12 so far.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued an alert. Zika is spread through mosquito bites. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.